Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4090. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Why the Men's Room? Watch out, today it's a 420 inspired Bad Choice Friday.
Yeah.
The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack. Clack.
Drinkity, drunkity.
All right, here we go. Man with too many business cards in his wallets learns his connections can save his ass. Yeah. Meanwhile, to Utah, where students are afraid of furries and they protest and walk out of class. Not shocking that a fire at a Pennsylvania fire station was quickly under control. HOA president finds homeowner for parking car in his own garage, and it's quite the troll. And a woman gets her wedding ring back with the help of a treasure hunter's club. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours and all the spicy pigs out there. Now, tomorrow is, in fact, 420, the unofficial, non-federal, but universally recognized holiday that celebrates all things marijuana. You know, devil's lettuce, jazz cabbage, Aunt Mary, Chiba Chiba, alfalfa, dank, jive, or as Mike Hawk likes to call it, the giggle smoke.
Yeah!
Now, it's not just a bunch of long-haired dudes with puka shell necklaces and checkered vans saying cha. It's a celebration that includes long-haired dudes with puka shell necklaces and checkered vans going cha. And local and national retailers. I mean, think about this. Molly Moon's, Paseo's, Fatburger, Jack in the Box, Wingstop, the Pacific Science Center, and more. They're all offering deals and specials in honor of 420. Now, as a veteran smoker myself, I probably will not take advantage of any of those deals, but I do plan to get high and do yard work and then some late spring cleaning, because when I get stoned, I get very, very thorough and very meticulous. But that's me. But different people, they respond in different ways to getting high. For example, a man in Ohio, he called the cops on himself because he smoked weed and got, quote, too high. His breaking point was when he could no longer feel his hands. That's right. Then he called the cops. When the cops got there, he had all of the accoutrements that your average stoner has. Empty bags of Doritos, Pepperidge Farms cookies. I'm not making this up. Like, he was surrounded by this crap. He was in a fetal position, but they didn't arrest him. A different man in India, he kind of went the other way. He got high and decided to drive 7.5 miles with a cop on his hood. Because like I said, different people have different reactions. For example, I enjoy mushrooms. They make me laugh. That's me. A guy in Georgia took shrooms and, well, put on a chicken suit and started beating on passing cars. And there's a man from Alabama. He also took shrooms. He sat in a car with a parrot on his shoulder. The weird people, they do different things, comical things, unique things, but that's what happens when people are under the influence. And on this Positive Friday, that's what we want to talk about, fill in the blank style. Today's question is, blank happened because I got high.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. If you'd like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Jones, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4090.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Guaranteed future repeats.
What a lovely day.
Yes, indeed, man.
Really.
Clean week.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, one of those days, isn't it?
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Man, oh, man, we were up late last night.
Yeah.
With a rhyme and riddle for Ted versus the FCC. Wouldn't you know it, though, a man with two first names, your favorite, Ted, John Scott, sent us a Ted versus the FCC. So we're going to go with
John him. Scott.
Sounds like somebody is screaming.
It could be
John Scott. I think Scott, I found it.
Scott John. I'm not really sure.
Scott John is a toilet in Scotland. Scott John.
See? So it came all the way across the pond there.
Yes, a listener-inspired Ted versus the FCC today. What else do we have? We have Too Much Show. If you happen to download the Odyssey app and you happen to search for the Men's Room, guess what you'll find there? A brand new Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 6.
It uploaded.
All you need to do
it
is...
It uploaded, Ted.
Search for the Men's Room
on
our app.
Yeah.
Not Spotify and Apple. Made it to the Odyssey app.
And if you subscribe to our daily podcast, this is how it goes down. You subscribe, we'll send you the previous day's show, included on Fridays, will be the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of a, I guess,
they're
now a five.
They're uploaded daily.
Five-part segments.
That is true. They are, in fact, uploaded daily. Whether or not they are downloaded, we do not know.
Yeah.
How many emails you sent them, Mike? Because we get the emails from everyone. Odyssey app, apparently, just trashy with getting our stuff up there.
I don't have an exact number, but they've assured
me. But it's tons. Okay. It is lots. Mm-hmm. Lots.
What else do we have for you today? The weekend is here. We will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's,
you know it's bad.
Jam on. And we have a kind of a 420 inspired Bad Choice Friday today featuring Afro Man.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Then
check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
I tended to do a little better in some classes because I was high.
I did a lot better for exams and tests. Honestly, I'd kind of study the night before, do that while I was stoned, and then take the test stoned. But your recall, because the questions seem more interesting, and I would ace those things, man.
I have a minor in psychology based on the fact that I was stoned at every single one of those classes I took.
Yeah, but that so comment from you brings no comfort to anyone.
I don't know how in the world you guys focused enough.
What do you mean?
I'm out of my brain when I do that.
No, it's more of this, man, when you study, right? So say it's history or something like that. You've heard all the crap the teachers tell you, but you're bored. But you get stoned when you read the same stuff. Now what is interesting? You're putting yourself there. You're reliving. Mike. So when you take the test, man, I'm telling you.
Well,
you do great.
You get your push mower out, man. Get stoned. Look how straight those lines are.
Oh, hell yeah. I already
everything.
Do that, dude.
See that focus?
I'm coming back to the lawnmower lifestyle, dude. That's great.
You're focused. I mean, you are locked into what you're doing when you get up.
Right, but I don't have to think is the thing. Okay. I'm just pushing a mower.
But you're making sure those lines are straight. You're concentrating.
My day's got to be done.
I smoke, then I'm just like, I get those dishes tomorrow.
I used to get stoned before I was umpiring a few games, man. I could draw a hell of a white line on the left field and the right field line. If I was sober, I'd get out there, the line would be all crooked and everything else. I'd get my string out. It never worked. Man, when I was stoned, just zip. I did a batter's box in like 30 seconds.
Zip, zip, zip.
Afro Man, because I got high, taking on Dash Rip Rock on a Bad Choice Friday.
Let's go smell some pie. Let's go smell some pie. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Come on. Let's go smoke some pot. Well, there was Eve Raquel.
Should have been featured in Happy Days.
Pot. Well, there's the Black Crows and driving and crying, smoking pot.
I think I know which one Miles wants.
What's that?
I think I know which one you want.
I saw this band in New Year's in New Orleans many years
ago. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're awesome. It was a great show. A Dash Rip Rock and Let's Go Smoke Some Pod, taking on Afro Man because I got high. Those are your two tunes for Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast.
Yes, indeed.
End of the weekend. And today, our question, blank happened because I got high. We'll start with this story. A 22-year-old man in Austin Town, Ohio, called the police to his house on Friday, complaining to officers, "Man, I am just too high."
Too high, man.
Police responding to the call at 5.
What do you mean too high?
It's too high.
Too high. At 5:20, said they found the man whose name was not released groaning on the floor in the fetal position and surrounded by a plethora of any idea of what he was surrounded by on the floor.
Chips.
In the field. Doritos.
All right, I was going to say Doritos. Keep going. First what else? Steak.
Another one you had yesterday on Ted's Meat and Potatoes for late night snacks.
Cookies?
Chips Ahoy cookies.
Yeah!
All right.
Were they chewy or crunchy?
They better have been crunchy because the chewy ones are garbage.
Do you lie?
Bad
package all the way.
And this guy's just...
Tough talk out of my talk right there.
You lie.
You lie. The trifecta, Pepperidge Farm Goldfish. So Doritos, Goldfish, Chips Ahoy cookies on the floor in the fetal position. Police say the man indicated that he could not feel his hands. They did recover a glass pipe with marijuana residue from the home, along with two packs of rolling papers, two roaches, and a jar of marijuana. The man did decline medical treatment and had not been charged with a crime or even a party foul.
You know, if I'm the cop, I say, look, bro, here's the straight story. You got the good stuff. If you're calling us, you got some good weed.
Yep.
Don't call us. Enjoy the weed.
Can't be a rookie. He's got rolling papers, a pipe, and a jar. So it's like, I don't know.
He got the good stuff. I'm saying this is the first hit he got. He bought it recently, had not smoked it yet, smoked it, and that's how that high is going to be, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. He's clearly a veteran. So it's like, bro, you kind of know what you're doing. Just go easy.
He's got the go-tos. Doritos.
Yeah.
Cookies,
mm-hmm.
Goldfish. You ever get the cheddar blasted ones?
I have not tried those yet.
Oh, strong.
Really?
Like the double baked ones, too? You got a little bit of extra crunch on them, little char in there. I like it.
Yeah, the cheesy, the burn one, but I'm telling you, those goldfish.
I'll give them a try. I'll say I'm buying them for the kids and then eat them myself. That's how I do a lot of stuff, Mike. So I got the pool table. Oh, I'm getting this for my son. He really likes pool. It's mine.
How come Cheez-Its never caught on like that?
I think they're too gummy in your mouth. For me, I'm stoned. You're going to get cotton mouth anyway. And goldfish, to me, you're already pushing the line as far as high munchies. It's not that they're not good, but all that film and crap that forms on your gums and all that, like, I got too much dry mouth going on. Cheez-Its are out. That is a sober food for me, Cheez-Its. Really?
I mean, I'm also a Cheez-It guy. I could dive in on a box of those things and just demolish them.
Really? Even the cotton mouth, it doesn't bug you?
No, because I fight through it.
Okay.
Yes, you're right. My mouth gets gunky. I feel it. But
have you guys ever been so stoned?
Hey, baby, I have a gunky mouth.
You ever been so stoned you couldn't leave where you were?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was earlier on, for sure. I forgot how to breathe. I know how stupid that sounds, but I mean, just started smoking weed, and I was convinced I was going to die because it seemed to me that when I did not consciously breathe, I stopped breathing. So I'm like, oh, my God, when I finally fall asleep, I'm going to die in my sleep. But I didn't bring this up to anyone. I kind of fought through it, got to the other side.
Right.
It's all good. But about 2 months ago, smoked something I was not expecting. Just doing my late night cigarette. It's about midnight, about to go to bed. Just go ahead and hit this joint, two or three puffs, and I'm like, I'm going to be out here until 2:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Like, I physically cannot get out of the seat right now.
Yeah,
I did not see that coming.
Like, I definitely looked at a friend once when I first started smoking, and he's like, we're going to go get Euros. All right. And I went, no, man. I can't try a new food right now.
New food?
I know.
Had you never had a Euro before?
I'm sure I had. I just wasn't really, I don't know. That was just, again, that was just the reaction I had, because, like, as we were leaving, this person, their brother, who was pretty prolific, was just like, you want to hit this? And I was like, sure, why not? And then we're driving back, and I was like, no, we can't try a Euro. Yeah, new food sounds scary.
Did you want to be out in public?
No.
When I first started smoking weed, man, the idea of going out in public was the worst. Even it's like, hey, we're going to smoke and go to a concert or something. It's not that the concert itself wasn't cool and it's intense. You just felt like 18,000 people are staring at you.
Yes.
Right. But now, as a smoker, I'm like, I don't care if you know I'm high or not. It means nothing to me.
We'd go out and walk the dog, man. And as soon as we did, it's like, I have to get home, like, right now. It's not safe out here.
I've never been that. Well, okay, one time. The last time, probably, this has been within 10 years ago. I am a regular smoker. I've been a regular smoker since I've been 18 years old. If I could.
Sure.
If I had it, I smoked it. So, at one point in time, my wife and I went to Whistler, British Columbia. We're there for two nights, maybe three nights of skiing, you know, doing all that crap. And the last night we decided, look, there's one restaurant that's very good. It's called the Rimrock. It is a seafood steak place. It is one of the best restaurants in that area. That is going to be our nice dinner. We're going to do that the last night.
You always have to have a nice dinner when you go out of town.
Exactly. So as things go, I don't know if you've ever been married before, but here's how it goes. Guy jumps in the shower. It takes him 5 minutes. He is dressed. He's got his deodorant on. He looks fine. He's ready to go. Now, the woman jumps in the shower. We're in for about 45 minutes, half an hour. At least maybe an hour. Depends on the makeup. Depends on everything else. But timing it out, and everything's a rush. All right, so I do what I do, which is I'm going to go downstairs to the bar in the hotel, and you can take your time. We have already reserved. They had a van shuttle from the hotel area to the restaurant. We'll take you here and there for like $25 each way or whatever. So it's convenient. I've already got that booked. We have a reservation. We are ready to go. Sit down at the bar, get myself a beer, get a shot of Jack Daniels. I'm watching hockey. I'm in Canada. That's how it rolls. Right. So
even had a mullet.
I'm at the bar. This dude rolls in, man, and he is still covered in snow, and his hat is covered in snow. This is a guy that's been way on top of the mountain and has snowboarded down, apparently. And he's sitting beside me, and he starts to take off layer after layer after layer after layer. And then I catch a whiff of just the strongest weed I've ever smelled in my life. And I'm like, in all honesty, I typically will do some very dumb things involving marijuana, but I will not drive it across a border into Canada or back.
I think
think that's pretty reasonable.
International borders, brother.
Correct. I've done dumb things in my life.
I do a lot of bad stuff, but in international borders, I'm the most upstanding freaking citizen ever.
So I had no weed weed was not legal at the time in Canada. But BC Bud was legendary.
Of course.
And this guy who is beside me goes, yeah, man, my roommate, dude, he's got like the greenest thumb, man. I'm like,
where are you from? He's like, Jersey. And I'm like, all right. All right, dude. So he's sitting there. I was like, yeah, I lived in Baltimore for a while. So we start chatting up. I'm like, hey, man, I gotta ask you, man. Do you have weed on you, or did you smoke before you walked in? What's the deal? He's like, oh, man, I got some just nugs in my pocket, man. They're unbelievable. And I'm like, dude, can I have one of those? Because I would really like to get high before we go to dinner.
Right.
And he's like, dude, yeah, man, hold on. He goes in the bathroom. He takes the cellophane off of his cigarettes. He puts a nug in there, and he burns the top like a professional. Comes back out, gives me the nug. I stick it in my pocket. It is reeking. It is reeking in my pocket to the point where I'm like, if anybody sits beside me, it's just that bad. The bartender's like, dude. Because he's over there like, guys, come on, man. You know, like. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Whatever. So I finish my beer, buy him a beer and a shot, give him like $20, go up to the room, and she's just getting ready. So he also gave me a paper. So I rolled up this joint.
All right. He's like your fairy godmother.
Dude, this was the last night, of course.
Right, he's a snowboarder.
It's always going to happen on the last
night. You can't pick who it is, Ted.
Right.
It's a spirit animal.
I'm just saying, it's not shocking. It's a snowboarder.
So right. my wife and I, we hit this thing, man. And it took about a minute to set in. And all of a sudden, like, I look over at her, and she's laughing so hard that she's crying.
Oh, no.
Like, tears are running down her face, but they're laughter tears. Like, she's like, oh, my God. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. Like, I am high. I am high. Like, I stood up, and I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, getting high is a normal thing for me. Right. I have not been that high. And I was like, Jesus. So I sat back down, and I untied my shoes real quick. And I took my feet out and put them on the floor. And then I put them back in the shoes. I'm like, this is not good, man. This is not good. I can't keep this permagrin off my face. You know, I'm just constantly smiling. Everything is funny. And now, like, now the phone rings in the hotel room. The light goes off. And I'm like, I'm not getting that, man. And she's like, I'm not touching that phone. It's brr, brr. Okay, so we're like, you think it's going to stop? You know, I don't know, man. I'm not picking it up. Oh, it stopped. Okay.
That is the worst. Whew,
thank God. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There it is. Wait, do you think they're calling to say, hey, we could smell it?
No. The van's downstairs waiting for us to come down to take us to the restaurant. So the van is trying to call the main desk downstairs to tell us to get our ass down there because we told them we would be down there at 7:15. It's 7:20.
Right.
They're just calling to make sure that we're still coming down. Three times, right? So I finally pick it up. I'm like, I was like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. Like, hello? And they're like, Mr. Montgomery? And I'm like, who wants to know? This is the front desk. Your van's ready. I'm like, oh, God, the van.
Right.
The van. You know, like, honey, the van. She's like, I can't get into the van. And I'm like, why can't you get in the van? It's like, all we got to do is get in there. She's like, I'm not going in a van.
I'll never come back out.
No, she goes, who's driving the van? I'm like, it's the hotel people.
Who's driving? I don't know.
Like, she's like, but do you know them? I'm like, we're going to go down and they're going to shuttle us in the van. She's like, I'm not getting in some random van. And I'm like, well, there's not Uber here. There's no taxi.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of
and it's not a random
van. She's like, I can't get into the van. I'm like, well, we can't go to dinner then. So I call back down. I'm like, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cancel the van, you know? And no. Like, is everything okay? Is there anything we can help you with? And I'm like, my wife's just not going to get in the van. You know? And she's back one. Don't tell them that.
But you're too stoned. You can't think of an excuse.
And I'm like, you said you couldn't get in the van. Can you get in the van? Can you get in the van? Hold on for 1 second. Can you get in the van? I can't get in the van. She can't get in the van. So we're gonna have to cancel the van. And okay, no, sir, no problem. It's not a real big deal. We'll credit your $25 back to your account, and you know it's okay. So then I had to walk my ass to the middle of the village and pick up a pizza and bring it back with like ice cream and drinks and everything else. Then we were supposed to go and just sit down and get a bottle of wine for her, you know, a couple beers.
But think how much money you saved.
I know, man.
The worst part of that story, though. Money. To me, is didn't you get the pizza and it ended up having like blue cheese?
It had blue cheese and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
They do a tri cheese.
So, I mean, you're that stoned. At that point, you made the trek. Right. Like, the pizza's going to be the victory.
Oh, God, it sucked. How do you F up a pizza, man?
Like, so, wait a minute. It was a three cheese pizza.
But their pizza, they put blue cheese on the
and they don't
pizza.
Warn you of that? I would never assume blue cheese. I like blue cheese.
I do too, but you would not have liked
it. But don't surprise me with it.
In Miles' defense, I did this once too. Because the girl I was with was like, I don't like meat or whatever. And I was like, all right, we'll get the four cheese pizza.
All right.
And same thing. You take like two bites and you're like, I didn't bother to look at the cheeses. And I'm like, something's off with this.
Right.
And it was gorgonzola, which is pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. I was just like, ugh. But you like blue cheese.
But it does not go on pizza.
No.
Right. It's like, I like a lot of things. Look, I like pineapple. I just personally don't like it on my pizza. I know people do, and I'm not going to bust people who like pineapple on pizza. But I like pineapple, just not on pizza. I like blue cheese, just not on pizza. I like mushrooms, just not on pizza. Especially when they're fresh and dry and crappy.
Yeah, because then it's like a pencil eraser.
Yeah.
Like, just use the jarred freaking mushrooms on pizza.
Right.
That's all. I think most people would agree. It's just the texture. It's too hard to chew through. It's a nice thought. Thank you. But stop.
Dude, I was at a bonfire once. Like, just in the backyard. Not like a bonfire, but like a fire pit, and it's dark. We had brought a Costco pizza. Unbeknownst to me, everybody there hunts mushrooms. So it's dark outside. Right? Same thing. Drinking, smoking. Pizza shows up. I take a bite, and you could taste just fresh mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms that much. Mm-hmm. And then my friend just looks over, and I was so stoned. I was like, I just gotta eat it. Can't like look like a little bitch. And then I almost puked.
Mushroom bitch.
Right, but it's dark out. I was just like,
that mushroom bitch.
Right. Because my administration actually was like, yeah.
Punch as a dirt.
A question blank happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question on this oh-so-positive Friday. Blank happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola. Happy 420 Eve, everyone.
Hola.
So what happened was I had come home from a party where I had done mushrooms for the first time. It was a great experience. I got home and I decided, hey, let's do mushrooms again. I really enjoyed it. Bad mistake. I had a bad high. And
why was it a bad high? What went wrong?
It just everything felt brown. It was bad.
What does brown feel like?
Brown felt melty, downy, and not fun.
So you're like living in the sepia tone world, right?
Basically, yeah. And so I'm sitting there just feeling brown and down, and I'm looking at my dog, and my dog just does not look right. And so I just start kind of spiraling like, oh, no, my dog's like, nothing's good. My dog's going to die. Not good. So I just get in this like, I'm such a bad owner. I'm stoned all the time. I'm doing mushrooms. I'm going to flush my mushrooms and weed down the toilet. And as soon as the vets open up, I'm taking my dog to the vet. So
did your dog look at you at any point and say, brother, relax?
No, actually he didn't and he couldn't because when I took him to the vet, they did blood work on him and we actually found out that his white blood cells were attacking his red blood cells. So he wasn't getting oxygen to his organs and everything. So I basically saved my dogs by having a bad eye.
Or a good eye. I mean, obviously the dog is not behaving it was an and acting important normal.
So do you think you would have noticed this if you weren't tripping in your brown mushroom tree?
Well, you would have been up.
Honestly, he was five, and we bred and raised Labradors, and they just kind of mellow out around five, so that's what I had thought. But he was right on that edge of passing away. If I had brought him in any later, he probably would have been dead.
There you go. There's a positive mushroom story.
A lot.
See there, man.
Positive. See,
it gave you brown superpowers. Now, would you be a bitter, like there's the Green Lantern, right? But in your case, would you be mad? Like, hey, man, you're gonna be a superhero. You can help people. You can see that there's something wrong, but everything's brown.
I would take a superpower to help people out,
See, I wouldn't. That's just me. Like, everything's brown. You know, back to your own devices.
Blind cabin because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
Similar story. I had a buddy knock on my bathroom door once. He's like, you okay? And I was like, yeah, man, what's up? So we had ingested some of those. And he goes, you've been in there for half an hour. And I was like, I'm watching the game. And he's like, I think you should come out. Come out of the bathroom. And he's like, what do you mean you're watching the game? I was like, dude, right here. It was just a picture at Sports Illustrated.
Wow. Wow, man.
Yeah, like the fans were cheering, and I was like, oh, man, this game's pretty good.
Okay. So Captain Brown here saves people's lives. Ted goes to sporting events.
Yeah, on the toilet.
On the toilet. Ted shows up on the toilet sitting next to
him. Great seats.
They were unreal. I was just like, I didn't know this game was kicking off. Son of a bitch. Lucky me. Keep in mind, it's like 12:30 at night.
How long had you been in there?
Like 20 minutes.
Everybody should install a TV.
What
in
is
their
Ted
toilet.
Doing in there?
Yeah.
He's watching the game.
I was like, dude, I'm watching the game.
Wow. Hello, Russell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola there, gentlemen.
Hola.
My story is back in the 80s, I was a young GI stationed in Korea, and the only way to get around was 10-speed bicycles. And we had got a hold of some Thai stick, and it was some pretty good stuff. And we were riding downtown, checking out all the, all the toots downtown, and I turned around to look at one, and I turned back, and I ran right into a light pole.
How fast were you going?
We're probably doing 6-7 miles an hour, maybe.
Okay, not the worst, but embarrassing.
But faster than walking. Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, yeah. We were so young.
What would you equate that weed to? When you got home, was there anything remotely close to that? Because that was legendary in a way where, like...
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen it. I've never smoked it. I've heard there's people that had said they had strains of it, but who knows? I mean, was it that different than just smoking regular weed?
Oh, yeah. It was like industrial strength.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what you heard.
It was good. It was really good. But I was so young at the time, I just got back on my bicycle and... kept on going.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. So industrial. It's funny. My wife, she texted me earlier today, sitting in the office. Actually, she calls me first. I answer the phone to say, what's up, babe? She says, hey, quote, random question for you. How strong is that weed in the black tube outside? And I said, why are you asking? She's like, well, I just smoked some. But I just want to know, like, if I should plan anything in my day because I need to run some errands and stuff like that. I want to know how strong it is. Like, well, you already smoked it.
Yeah.
But I said, well, look, and I never answered the question directly. I said, well, you told me earlier that you wanted to get a shower in. I'm like, so once you jump in the shower, right, because your mind just kind of wanders in the shower, and you will find out how high or how unhigh you're going to be. She goes, okay. So we hang up, and I look at Miles, and I go, look, that stuff in the black tube, that's called the kids have gone to bed weed. The stuff in the clear tube is the kids are still awake weed. This is the potent stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm putting on Netflix and not doing anything.
It's got keef in it, oil.
But yeah. It has all of that. But I didn't want to tell her that because I didn't want her to get panicked. So I figured she's going to hop in the shower. Everything's good. But 15 minutes later, I get another text now. And it says, I am a mess. I am on the sofa laughing at myself. I said, okay. About 20 minutes after that, I get a text that says, I can't stop. I'm like... oh, boy. So I give it about an hour and a half. I finally text her back. I just say, hey, Giggles, how you doing? She's like, I'm good now. Just had to get through it. But she was like, it was great. Good. It was a great time.
Blank happened because I got high. Nothing happened there. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, what happened to me because I got high? I would actually go out multiple times during high school lunch with some newly met friends when I was getting into smoking and also figuring out what gravity bombs were,
yeah,
heavy amounts of dabs were. And so lunch was before math class, and my very first time ever hitting a gravity bong, I puked up at my buddy's place, and his mom ended up walking up. Go back to school later that day, about 20 more minutes later, and I continue puking. Well, math teacher sends me off to the nurse. I tell nurse, the chicken ain't been right. And I had not right chicken for about 4 or 5 different times during math class.
You're eating bad chicken. That's why you're there.
The quote-unquote bad chicken, but way too high to know where my brain is. And, like, you know, like, the literal term green sick when people be like, hey, bro, you turned green. There's been pictures, and I am green.
No. Something to be proud of, man.
I'm curious to know, man, what was your final grade in math?
Math was actually not terrible. I think when I finished it out before Drew and getting a GED to go Army, I ended up finishing out that class with about like a B minus C average.
All right. Hey, that's better than most, man. Better than I did.
That's about where I was.
Well, I tried.
B minus, my parents would take me on a shopping spree. Like, they were like, just pass.
That's what I get in gym
just
class.
Pass, man.
The only A's I got were in gym class.
Yeah, it's like that's music.
Because half the time, the gym teacher was one of your coaches. That's the only reason.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Messier was the wrestling coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they never seemed as impressed with those grades as I was. I mean, I got an A here, but it's goddamn gym. Well, I know, but I got an A. What about that D in English? Mm-hmm. English is spelled with an E. I never went over well.
Yeah. The only time I got a B in
academics?
No, in gym class was because we had half year of dance 1 year. And
your rhythmless ass dragged your own grade down.
It's too much. It was too much dance. Like, every week was a different dance.
Did you have to do square dancing?
I mean, you could not. I was so happy.
We had to do square dancing.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, why are you teaching my black ass square dancing?
Oh, that we learned.
Can I be exact?
Everybody
from this
needs
class.
To know how to square dance.
Nobody does. There's nobody.
There's like different line dances. There's steps. There's all these.
We never did line dancing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How advanced were you? We just did
I'm
square dancing.
You, it
and we
was
were
a
done.
Different dance every week. We learned, and then on Friday, that was when you had to do your final dance.
Did you have to do any of them solo?
Yes. If it was pairs, it was solo. It was every week again was a different.
You had
style.
To dance a solo in front of your gym class.
We did.
Oh my god.
Yes, everybody did.
You ever do the robot?
But you got to pick your tune. It was an interpretation. I mean, some guys broke. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, popper, yeah.
What did you do?
I did.
I'm just curious. I've seen you dance. That's why I'm curious. Because you dance. Oh, I'm just cuss. You dance poorly.
No, I dance. It takes a lot for me to dance.
That is correct.
It takes a wedding and it takes alcohol.
And I understand why.
But it takes a lot of alcohol.
It should.
Right.
Because when you dance, it's awful. And I'm saying this because I love you. You should be drunk enough that you don't care.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't at that point.
That's exactly it.
Blank happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
Dude, I was going to say, like, the math, like, Dick Messier was a wrestling coach, just like a legend, but he did not put up with a lot.
All right.
But also, it's just all guys. So, I mean, gym class, like, I remember at one point, it's like, Smitty, we're going to teach lacrosse today. I mean, you were talking about a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old boys. I mean, we were just whacking the crap out of each other.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember, like, he was, like, he'd blow his whistle once in a while and be like, you can't cross-check him. Other than that, I mean, it was ruthless just in there.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and Madams.
Hola!
So this takes place back in, I was in 7th grade, so 12 or 13 years old, back in good old Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Mm.
Helped my buddy move and stuff, and he comes up, and he goes, hey man, I got this joint, you want to smoke this joint? I said, yeah man, I had never smoked no joint before. Smoked it, and was all high and tripping out and stuff, and the next thing I know, This guy that was helping us move also with his truck comes in, grabs me by the throat, and sticks me up against the wall and starts saying that I stole his marijuana joint.
Oh, my God.
And, dude, I was scared to death, man. I was going, no, man, I don't do that stuff. My brother's into that. No, man. And, yeah, so that's happened the first time I got high.
Why did he think you stole his joint?
Because you were high and weak of weed?
Because my buddy had stole his joint.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. How did the situation end up shaking out?
I remember going home, and my family was decorating the Christmas tree, and that was it. Never heard nothing else about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you one thing I discovered early on, man. Don't get stoned on Christmas Day if you don't still live in the house. So, like, I'm at my apartment. It's Christmas Day, so I'm going to go see to my parents, and, you know, 20 people are going to come over. This is years ago back in Baltimore, but I got really, really high because I had the day off. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Going to see family, some friends, you know, good time. It was so overwhelming, I thought I was going to freak the hell out. So then everyone thought it was odd that I was quiet, but the only reason I was quiet is because it's one of those moments where I'm like, man, if I speak, you're definitely going to tip your hand to this, and you're going to melt down. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to literally, you're going to freak the F out. So the only way to not freak the hell out and make it really weird is to just be kind of weird and be quiet. Yeah. And I hated it. It was like one of my worst Christmas, man.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I can't deal. There's music, there's lights, there's all these freaking people, and obviously they want to talk to you. I haven't seen you since last year, and I love these people. I'm mm-hmm. like, I can't talk to you right now.
Right.
I cannot do that.
This past Thanksgiving, I went back to see my mom and my grandmother in West Virginia for Thanksgiving, and I got there on a Wednesday, unpack, take a shower, everything else, and I go outside because somehow there was weed there. I don't know how it got there.
I had no idea.
There was weed right there. So I
was it next to an Andy's Mint and like a little note?
I stepped outside on the porch, and it's dark at this point, and it's cloudy night, whatever. The neighborhood that they live in is very quiet. The houses are closer to the street than not. I'm on the porch. I'm smoking weed. I'm relaxing. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm finally calmed down a little bit. Down the sidewalk, I don't see this guy. He's walking, and he's got his dog with him, but I don't see him until he gets closer to the porch and the light on the porch that I can see him. It's a state trooper.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's walking his German Shepherd. Now, this guy lives across the street from my mom and my grandmother. I am very thankful that he lives there based on the neighborhood and the fact that there's a state trooper across the street. I didn't even think about the fact. Typically, there was his patrol cars in the driveway.
Right, a quick reminder, right?
But he wasn't this time. That's his car. Like, it seems like that was the car he drove everywhere, but it's not there. So I didn't figure he was home. So I didn't even think about it. He walks by and he goes, hey, you Mary's kin? And I'm like,
Mary's kin?
Yeah, man, just came in for Thanksgiving. Just flew in right now. He's like, well, tell everybody happy Thanksgiving. And I walked in and I sat down and my heart is just racing. I'm like, he's going to come knock on the door. Like, he didn't smell it, but he walked past it. And
right.
Maybe we'll smell it down there. I was freaking the hell out, man.
Were you still actively smoking it, or did you already put it out?
Oh, I had it in my... I mean, what am I supposed to do? Right. At this point in time, I just kind of like put it to my side. But I mean, smoke's coming off my butt. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh my... It's West Virginia. It's illegal there.
Right.
Yeah. And that's they think it's a big deal. So, like, you know, that's the kind of crap they'll throw you in jail.
And he's the neighbor.
Because it's West Virginia.
Right.
Blind cabin because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brennan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Joe.
Hola.
Before I tell you guys my high story, I'm going to say it's like my second time calling in. I've probably been listening to you guys since high school, or maybe the first year out of high school. I was roofing probably 2007, 2008, I'd say. And, you guys definitely made work go by.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah,
I appreciate that very much.
Thanks
for making us feel old.
No, okay, so here's the high story. I was doing heroin at the time. It was 2011, and I got injured a few years before that. And anyways, I was doing heroin. My brother wanted me to come get him some, and he kept begging. And I was on Xanax also, so I decided to start driving back to him. Well, it was in Spanaway, and there was this long highway, and I ended up falling asleep. And I went across two lanes of traffic, hit one of Tacoma Power's, and this is all settled now, but I hit one of their huge power
those, you know, I'm talking about the poles and the big ones.
Yeah, I'm assuming like a power pole.
Yeah, like one of the big power poles, the ones that have the feet things on them.
Okay.
And I guess I didn't know it at the time, but that thing came like a few inches from crushing me completely, and then I bounced off a truck, and after I bounced off the truck, I still wasn't awake. My car ended up in somebody's house. So when I came to it, I opened up my door, and there was a guy standing there with his thermos, and he said, "Well, looks like I'm not going to work today."
Wow, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. All right. Lesson learned. I'll do all that.
Is that when you decided to clean up, or did it take some other motivation?
No, that definitely, you know, what's really weird is they never blood tested me. I guess that sobered me up, but yeah, I ended up getting sober, and
they never drug tested you.
Nothing. Didn't even ask me if I was. I think I said something like I seen a deer or something.
But, all right, lesson learned. All yeah, right, Albert. Yeah, man. I just swerved out of the way of a deer, bro. That's all. Yeah. No need to test nothing.
Blank cabin because I got high. 206-803 rock.
Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. All right. I was down in Kent on the streets, and a buddy of mine invited me to the old fishing hole down there on Meeker and 516 Highway, and he loaded his pipe with, I thought was rigger weed. It turned out to be super lemon kush.
All right.
I took one fat rip off from that, puked my guts out, and a bike ride that should took me at least 15, 16 minutes to Kent Library took me under 5 minutes.
Are you sure?
I was baked out of my mind. I shifted my bike into Third and High, and I just went for it.
I get him. That's what I'm saying. For me, anyway, once you get stoned, you are laser focused. So if I'm riding a bike, then we're going as fast as this mother effer can go.
Blank cabin because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.